We're continuing Adios, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. The list of things which are a Beis Shammai is a Mekel, and Beis Hillel is Machmir. Ha'omesh yusamech la gofa v'la godish v'la bokor v'la kelim v'shchocha. The din is by Omer, which are piles of produce which are in the field. The halacha is that there is a halacha of shichcha, which means if you forget these produce in the field, and they belong to the Aniyim. On this occasion, this person, who was the owner of the field, had left these piles in particular places. So therefore, the piles which are either near the gofa, which is a wall, which is an uncemented wall, v'lagodish, which is the main haystack, v'labokor, which is the place where the cattle do their work. Some say this word should be pronounced beker. Either way, it's whether it could be the barn where the cattle live, where the cows live, or the cow shed, or by certain kalim implements of tools used by the owner of the field, for example, the plow. All these places, he's left these pile shchocho. And he's left them there, and he forgot all about them. So Beis Shammai Omrim Eina Shechecho. Beis Shammai say that Shechecho does not apply to these things, because a person will remind himself, because they're in a particular place, that he'll know, oh yeah, that's the pile that I left over there, and then he will remember to pick them up. Therefore, Shechecho can't apply. Beis Shammai Omrim Shechecho. Beis Shammai say, no, you can apply Shechecho as well, because the fact that it's in a certain place won't help him, he'll still forget all about it. Some say the whole Mishnah really is discussing really not as we've laid out, rather the case of the whole Mishnah is where a person who already picked up the pile and was about to take it somewhere else and just put it down, maybe put down what the time was temporarily, by any of these landmarks, and then the question is at that point, does it become shichach or not? Either way, the machlokes is that, either way, however you learn it, Beis Shammai says it's not shichach, and Beis Hillel says shichach would apply. Mishnah Hei Kerevoi. This is the produce. We know that when you have a tree or a vineyard, the fourth year, the first 3 years is the orla, the fourth year is the din of revai, it's the fourth year, which is what the word means. Net revai or kerem revai refers to the halachas of this fourth year. It's similar to Ma'aseh Sheni, or actually very similar to Ma'aseh Sheni in most respects. There is a certain one or two things which are different, which are subject to our Mishnah. Usually by Ma'aseh Sheni, you have to take they produce up to Yerushalayim. Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai say, when it comes to Kerem Revai, Ein Lechemesh Ve'Ein Lebiur. Two halachas which are not similar to Ma'aseh Sheni as follows. Chemesh means a fifth. What that means is that when a person who cannot take all his produce to Yerushalayim, let's say Ma'aseh Sheni, and it's his own produce, then he can bepoder the produce, and he can transfer it onto money, take the money instead. When he transfers it onto money, he has to add an extra fifth of the value, and take an extra fifth of that money to Yerushalayim and spend it in Yerushalayim and eat food. The question is, does that fifth apply to Kerem Revai? According to Beis Shammai, Ein Lechemesh. It does not apply to Kerem Revai. And here, Beis Shammai again is Mekel, is lenient. Also, Ve'ein Lebir. A second halacha by Ma'aseh Sheni, and the truth by all Ma'aseh, is that twice every 7 years you have to make a declaration that you've dealt with all your Ma'aseh and Trumos. You take, you make a declaration. I've given all the Ma'aseh Sheni, Ma'aseh Rishon, and all Ma'aseh Oni. I've given the Trumas, all the things which you're supposed to give them as Matonos, the Kohanim and the Levim and the Ani. You've given them all, and you have to make the declaration. Be Aritzi Hakadosh Min Habayis. I have removed, I have destroyed, I have dealt with all my issues. I have to do it. I have to do it by 7 times, by year 4, year 7 of the Shemitah cycle. Does that apply to Kerem Revai? Is a subject of Machlokes here in our Mishnah. Beis Shammai say Ein Lo Ve'Ein Lo Biur, that the subject of this declaration and dealing with these things at certain times in the Shemitah cycle do not apply to Kerem Revai. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel say no. Yesh Lo Chumah Ve'Yesh Lo Biur. Beis Hillel hold there's a kal v'chumah between Ma'aseh Sheni, both use the word Kodosh or Kodesh, by Ma'aseh Sheni and by Kerem Revai, and as a result, all the halachas are the same. Therefore, Yesh Lechemesh, if you want to be poder your Kerem Revai and take the produce of the fourth year or the fourth year of the growth of a vineyard or of a tree to Yerushalayim, and you have to take add a fifth as well. And also the Ishtar Beer, you have to make a declaration and make sure that it's all dealt with at certain times. Base Shammai Imrim. By Shammai say, when it comes to Kerem, particularly when it comes to vineyards, that the fourth year produce, Yeshla Peret of Yeshla Olelos, the halachas of Peret and Olelos apply. And this refers to normally when you have a vineyard every year beyond the fourth year, for the fifth year upwards, everybody agrees that the halachas are that you leave certain not fully formed clusters of grapes, you leave them to the Aniyim. Those are called Peret and Olelos. Peret means where the grapes grow individually, not as part of a clump or a cluster or a bunch. And Olelos refers to the misformed or malformed clusters or bunches which don't have proper shoulders or don't have the proper base, don't come to a point at the bottom. They kind of they don't look like a bunch of grapes at all. They're just grapes put together. Those halachas apply also to the fourth year? Shammai say yeshlo peret v'yeshlo olelos. That even the fourth year, the halachas are that the anim can take. This has to be left for the anim. The anim take those clusters which are not formed. And the truth is, since it's a fourth year produce, the anim have to then take the poder it or take that cluster to Yerushalayim and leave them over there. Vanim poder latzman, as the Mishnah says, the anim poder latzman, they have to take redeem the value of those grapes which now they take, which are not formed, probably formed grapes, are not formed clusters, and they take them to Yerushalayim. Basil Umrim, Kulo Lagas. Basil says, none of these halachas apply. We don't leave any of these malformed clusters to the anim in the fourth year. Rather, they belong to the balabais, they belong to the owner of the field, or the vineyard, and then he deals with it in the same way he deals with all the other fruit or grapes of that year, which are for himself to take them to either take them to Lagas, which is to take them into the press to make into wine, and take them to Yerushalayim, or then to bepode them as he would do with the rest of his grapes. Mishnah Vav. Chovis shel zesim megulgolim. This refers to a barrel full of olives, and these olives are being mugugolim, or they are being preserved in some kind of preserve, to keep them fresh, and it's sort to preserve, and they're in a big barrel container. Now, you know there is halacha which you've come across many times now, which is the concept of if something is machshir or mukshir lekabel tuma. We know that something to become tuma, food to become tuma, it must be in touch with one of the seven fluids. One of the fluids is oil. And the question here is going to be, and the second halacha, by the way, is that the fluid that comes in contact with these foods to make them mukshal kabal tumah, they must be done with the intent, or the owner of the food must be happy that these foods are in touch with these fluids. If he's not happy with it, he doesn't want them to be in touch with the fluids, and it does not create a din of mukshal, and therefore these food cannot be mukshal tumah. As a result, the person who has these olives, which are in a big container, and he wants to use the olives to eat the olives, not to use for oil. So if he wants to retain the solids or the juices inside the grape, the olives, doesn't want the juices to leave. And therefore, Kunta Beishamai says, Ein Tzorach L'Nakev. You don't need to put a hole at the bottom of this barrel to allow the juices to escape, because it's understood that since you want to eat these as olives, you don't want them to lose their juice. And therefore, once the juice comes out, it's done without the consent, or that person, the owner, is not happy to have the juice coming out. And since he doesn't want the juice to come out, therefore that juice is not considered one of the fluids to be machshir to create the ability for the olives themselves to be mekabel tumah. If we have a basil or omrim, no tzorach l'nakev. If it's not good enough to just know that a person doesn't want the juice to come out, he actually has to show that he doesn't want the juice to come out. How does he show it? He shows it by putting a hole in the bottom of the barrel. That shows that when the juice comes out, it's going to drain away. He doesn't want to retain the juice. It doesn't matter. So he's happy for the juice to get lost, because he doesn't want the juice to come out. If he wanted the juice, he would retain it. He wouldn't put a hole in the barrel. By putting a hole in the barrel, shows he doesn't want the juice, and therefore it cannot be considered one of the fluids to create a tumor on the olives themselves. However, Modim, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, or base hill would be in this situation. Nikva, once he's put a hole in the barrel, and he shows he doesn't want the juice. Then ustamuha shemorim, and then they got filled up with sediments from bits of impurities of the olives, then filled up the holes and didn't allow the juice to escape. But the fact he's put holes in the first place shows he doesn't want the juice, and as a result, therefore, the juice cannot create a hechsher for the olives, and therefore, shehi tohara, if they are in touch with the olives remain tohara, they're not primed to become tomei. Hasoch b'shemen tohara v'nitzmah, someone who smears himself with shemen oil, which is tohara, which is pure, and then the person who has now put pure oil on him just to smear himself, then he himself becomes tomei. Either he touches something which becomes tomei, or becomes tomei intrinsically from some source of tumah. So he, what does he do? Yorad v'tovel, he goes to the mikveh, and he's still got some of this oil on top and on his skin. So does that oil become tohar? Beshame omrim afa pishu humenatef, even though after he comes out of the mikveh, he may still be dripping a bit from some of the oil, tohar is still tohar because the mikveh helps not only for him, but also for the oil which is on top of his skin. If it's that much, it's dripping off him, it's too much, it doesn't come, that oil does not become tohar from having touched one of the mikveh. There's a small amount of oil on him, then that will become tohar. How much is a small amount? Enough to be able to smear a small little finger. That's a small amount. That amount of oil will become tohar by going in the mikveh. What happens if the oil wasn't tohar, but the oil on him initially was tomei? Initially, then you require, everyone's a bit more machmer in this case. If the oil was actually tomei initially, and therefore you went into the oil didn't become tomei because he became tomei, but the oil was initially tomei in the first place. And then he goes into the mikveh, then kedei sichas evikoton. Beishamai this time requires the amount of oil that's on him to become tohor would be a small amount of oil. That is, kedei sichas evikoton, enough to smear on little finger. Beisil embri, Beisil saying even less is acceptable. And that is mashke tofeach. That is the amount of oil that if you put your finger and touched his skin, then you would leave a mark. You'll be a mark on your finger. That will create some kind of mark that you're aware that he has some coating or some thin lining of oil on his skin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yehuda says name of Beis Hillel Tofeach Umatzpeach. No, even a bit more. I.e., even if you had enough, which not only when you touched your finger against his skin, you would be a mark. But if you then put your finger against something else to create another mark, that is enough to be. It's only that amount will be allowed, and that will become tohor if it then goes into a mikveh, as long as you never any more than that. Mishnah Zayin. These are Mishnayis which you may be familiar with from other Mishnayis in Noshim. Isha miskadesh bedinor v'shav dinar. A woman, you can marry a woman based on giving her value of a dinar or a shav dinar. You have to give kesef kiddushin, could be the value of a dinar or shav dinar. Kedrei beishamai, that's beishamai. Beisil or beisei, beprutu v'shav pruta. Even if you give much less, the value of a pruta and shor pruta, already it's enough to be able to marry a woman. But come he pruta, how much is the value of pruta? Echon mishmen of isa hatalki. The eighth of an isa hatalki, eighth of the isa hatalki, which is the name of the coin. Beishamai umrim, another halacha. Beishamai say, potu esish to beget yoshon, a person can divorce his wife using a get yoshon. The get yoshon refers to a get which is written a while ago, and he didn't give it to her at the time, but rather he remained in a relationship with her, and then later on he decided he's going to use it, and this may have come by a few years later potentially. And with this get yoshon, the potential problem is because if you look at the date of the get, it would have written 2 years, let's say a few years earlier, and they may have had children after that time, you know, quite legitimately. And people will think, oh, maybe these are illegitimate children, they were only born after the get was given. So base Shammai say that you still can use this get yoshon. Basil Osner and Basil say you cannot use this get yoshon because we're concerned that people may think that you are the children were born illegitimately after the time of the get. Egzo get yoshon, what does it mean to get yoshon? Koshin is siachet imo acha kushe kasova lo. Anytime where he remained in the yichud with her, may have had relations with her, after he wrote the get, that will be considered get yoshon at that point. That's now considered an old get. A megorishes isha, someone who divorced his wife, alona imoba pundaki, and he stayed overnight with her in a hotel, for example, or an inn. Base shama imro, shama say, einot tricho mimenu get sheni. She doesn't require from him a get sheni, because Beis Shammai suggests that the fact that they've been together in an inn or in a hotel doesn't necessarily mean that they had relations together. If they would have relations together, that relations would constitute a new marriage, requiring a second get. But Beis Shammai not worried, concerned about that happening. Beis Hillel Omrim, tzricha mimenu get sheni. We do require a second get, because we're concerned that maybe since they were together in a hotel that they may have had relations together. However, emosai, when is this concern apply? Bizman shenisgar shumin hanisuin. That's when they were initially divorced from having previously been married. Once they're previously married, therefore when they meet together in an inn, they're more likely to have intimacy. But if initially they were only divorced from a situation where they were engaged and they had never had intimacy together, then even you don't require a second get. We don't assume they had relations on this occasion, because there is no familiarity in terms of intimacy, and therefore we're not concerned they may have relations, and therefore we are not concerned that they have require a second get.